Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is there still opportunity in that offensive rookie of the year market? I can't make sense of why one guy remains the favorite and the other one is just behind him on the board. We'll get into that in just a moment here on Bet Sweats Live Coast to Coast. On the BetMGM Network, I'm Chris Mack alongside Kate Constable, in for Joe O and Sammy P this Thanksgiving week. Hopefully, you're having an enjoyable one, even if you're still stuck working for another day or two. That's fine. Take us with you wherever you're going, whether it's over the river and through the woods to grandma's house or just hanging out in your recliner this week. The BetMGM Network, always with you. Don't forget to download Bet Sweats in podcast form for that long drive. If you do have to go somewhere, or maybe just while you're jumping on the bike or the treadmill, whatever else you're doing, just search Bet Sweats wherever you get your podcast. Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today, going to join us at the top of the hour to get back into what we expect of rivalry weekend in college football and look ahead to the conference championship and college football playoff possibilities as well. But help me make sense of this, Kate. The offensive rookie of the year market in the NFL, Teterell McMillan, who had an exceedingly average game last night. I'll have to pull up the box score to get the exact numbers, but it wasn't anything impressive. Is still tops. Oh, you're muted, Kate. Unmute yourself and then you'll fill me in on the details.
One touchdown. Not anything great.
Yeah, and look, the Carolina offense, may he be one of just a few signs of life in the Carolina offense? Sure. But enough to have him installed as the favorite for offensive rookie of the year, I still don't get why he's got this much cushion ahead of Emeka Egbuka. McMillan plus 120 at BetMGM, Egbuka at plus 250. From there, you get to Jackson Dart, plus 375, Tyler Warren, 6-1, down to Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins. I think it's a two-man race at this point for offensive rookie of the year. I just don't understand why there's as much of a gap as there is between McMillan and Egbuka, especially given that Egbuka has become the primary weapon in the Bucs offense. Not to say that McMillan isn't in the Panthers offense, but the Bucs with Mike Evans out, with Chris Godwin hardly contributing, with Bucky Irving out, with so many injuries on offense, maybe that number fell just a little bit based on Baker Mayfield's injury and how that could affect Egbuka down the stretch. But I still look at him as the primary number one target in the Bucs offense. And as long as this team is atop the division and finding a way to win the NFC South and get their way into the playoffs, maybe I'm biased because I had Egbuka way back early in the summer for offensive rookie of the year at a ridiculous number. I want to say like 35-1, whatever it was. Damn. But I don't understand McMillan still being that clear a favorite.
I was shocked that McMillan is this is the favorite. I mean, even after last night, sure, you score a touchdown, but you really didn't do a whole lot in that game. I mean, I think what you said about maybe Baker and his injury and how that affects Ibuka going forward, but either way, he's still going to be your top wide receiver to, regardless of who's throwing him the football. And even like, yeah, Chris Godwin is back, but he's been banged up. I mean, Ibuka's also been a little banged up throughout the mid half of the season. He looks pretty good right now. He's not producing the same stats as he was early on in the season when he was scoring a bunch of touchdowns and going for, you know, 60, 80 plus yards a game. But I think what's this race comes down to, Chris, is like there is no one. There is no clear-cut offensive rookie of the year like we've had in previous seasons where there's someone that stands out head and shoulders above everyone else. Like, I'm not overly impressed with Tet McMillan for him to be the favorite here. I think Mbuka's had a really good season. Jackson Dart probably would have won the award had he stayed healthy. I think he's missed a little too much time, right? The only other thought I had, and I think it's probably too late for him, but Travion Henderson at 17-1. Lately, he's been great. You look at the first, what, 8 weeks of the season, 6 weeks of the season, he really didn't do a whole lot. His role was hardly anything. So that probably hinders him, which is exactly why he's sitting at that. I think he would have to go on an absolute tear and have, you know, two touchdowns a game, 100 yards in order for that to hit. But I think this is just kind of a boring year for offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, I think Tyler Warren is worth a conversation if the Colts maintain their position atop the AFC South. But we just got done talking about that. We don't feel super confident in that. And there are other weapons in that offense, including Jonathan Taylor is the primary option.
Right. And I mean, not to say this can never happen, but a tight end has never won Offensive Rookie of the Year ever. Which is seems odd and surprising, but I'm not sure Tyler Warren, with what you just said about having Jonathan Taylor in that offense, I'm not sure he goes on to win that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. At the 6-1 price, I think it's, you know, worth talking about.
Intriguing.
I come back around to Ibuka, like I said, since I have since the summer. You know, Tet McMillan's got 200-yard games. Ibuka's got three. We've seen the targets continue for Ibuka. I don't think he's had fewer than 9 over the last 6 weeks or so. So that would be my look there, and the fact that you can still get him at plus 250 if you didn't get in on this way back in the summer or early in the season. That opportunity is there. Some awards are just like done, baked, get them out of the oven. Carson Schweisinger, Defensive Rookie of the Year, the rookie linebacker from the Browns, a couple of sacks, a couple of picks, a ton of tackles. Vrabel for Coach of the Year, feels like it's done, cooked, over with. Myles Garrett, Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, the guy might end up with 25 sacks at this rate. So done, book it. There are a couple other ones that I had a look at, and I don't know if there's anything else that catches your eye. Like, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is having a historic season catching the ball.
Yeah.
He's right around even money, right behind Jonathan Taylor for Offensive Player of the Year. If we follow that logic that we started to lay out a few minutes ago about the Colts' difficulties against the Jacksonville and especially Houston defenses down the stretch, maybe there's an opportunity there for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Again, if he continues this record-setting pace catching the ball, the price isn't there anymore. You would have had to have gotten it much earlier. But if we're just talking about people who could win the award, then certainly JSN is right there if he doesn't end up passing Jonathan Taylor by the end of the season.
And I certainly think he could end up passing Jonathan Taylor by the end of the season. And I mean, JSN just like wows every week. Every week he's putting up these numbers and it's like, it almost feels like it's surprising each week, even though it shouldn't be at this point. But like every week, every time he has a big week, it's like he just follows it up with an even bigger one next week. And to your point of the schedule for the Colts, like Jonathan Taylor would have to keep this touchdown rate going at the level that he has been. And I just don't see that happening in two games against the Texans, against a Seahawks defense as well. So as good as he's been, and like I feel like he should have already won the award. 15 touchdowns on the season. You have almost over 1,000 yards already at this point. Like, those are some pretty impressive stats. But I also think, like, who finishes the season stronger? Who in the mind of voters at the end of the year is top of mind for how they've been playing? And right now that seems to be trending in JSN's favor.
Yeah, especially given, like we talked about, the schedule that's still out there for both teams. The other market that I think is worth talking about, maybe if there's not a bet worth making, is comeback player of the year. Christian McCaffrey had another nice night last night. He's basically right there, almost even with Dak Prescott on the board. Christian McCaffrey minus 110, Dak Prescott minus 105 for comeback player of the year. Comeback player of the year is different every year based on, you know, what guys are necessarily coming back from. McCaffrey missed about half of last year. Two-thirds of last year, almost three-quarters of last year. Prescott missed about half of last year. I think if McCaffrey continues the pace that he's kept at, although it's hard to argue that Dak Prescott's having the best year of his career, even if the Cowboys defense has kept it from meaning as much and they end up an 8-8-1 team outside of the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a vote at this point, I don't know where I would go, Chris. You look, I mean, Christian McCaffrey, just his usage in that offense for the 49ers has been unbelievable, what he's doing and how many touches he gets every game. But he hasn't had the same pop that he has in recent seasons. I think I heard last night on the broadcast that he only has one run of 20 yards, nothing more than that. So, like, do they take that into account of, like, okay, yeah, he's having a good season. He's putting up numbers, but it's not quite what he's done before, whereas Dak is having arguably the best season of his career. Okay, his team probably isn't going anywhere with it, but he continues to put up massive numbers each and every week. The offense is why the Cowboys win any game that they've won so far. I almost lean towards Prescott edging out McCaffrey when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think it's a question of, like you said, McCaffrey, I don't want to say basically is the Niners offense. Kittle is healthy again, but even as much usage as McCaffrey gets, I mean, Dak Prescott's got the ball in his hands every single play. So, and again, we're talking about possibly the best season of his career. So I would think, like you said, if I had to place a vote, there's nowhere to place a bet right now because the price is available. It would have to be Dak Prescott. Aiden Hutchinson, just because of the sack numbers, I don't think ends up breaking through, even though there's a decent price on him right now. The one final award I wanted to talk about, because I tried kicking this around with PJ yesterday, and I'm not sure if I'm just searching for something here, but MVP. Matt Stafford, odds on favorite for MVP right now. But you look at what Drake May has got in front of him down the stretch. The Patriots play nobody down the stretch. I mean, really. They've got one game left against the Bills, and then, okay, they've got the Ravens left. So, okay. But Giants, Jets, Dolphins, Drake May should just be lighting it up down the stretch. And look, Matt Stafford has had a great year, but if something should happen with the Rams down the stretch, maybe they stumble, maybe Stafford stumbles. I don't know. At 2-1, it's not a great price, so I don't know if it's necessarily worth it. But if I was looking for someone else to jump out of the pack that may end up stealing MVP from Stafford if he should stumble down the stretch, Drake May's got to be the guy, I think. Although PJ laid out a very strong argument that just based on narrative alone, if the Chiefs work their way back into the playoff picture, given the price on Mahomes at 20-1, you'd be silly not to put something on.
I mean, yeah. The narrative with Patrick Mahomes, we all love a good Mahomes narrative, Chiefs narrative. Here's my argument against Drake.
Do we all love it? I don't know.
No, Chris, we all hate it. It's obnoxious and it's getting old. And Patrick Mahomes does not deserve to win MVP at this point of the season or even after the season's over. Like, I don't think that is realistic. Here's my argument for Stafford. Stafford has a tougher schedule down the stretch. If he continues to ball out, he's beating good teams down the stretch where Drake May is padding stats against poor teams. Okay, maybe that's something they look at. I also go, and I mean, I'm a big Matthew Stafford fan, so maybe this is a little biased, but Stafford's in his 17th season. He's never won MVP. He's never finished higher than 8th in MVP voting. I want to say the voters are going to look at that and say, you've had a historic career. You are a future Hall of Famer. Here's your MVP. Drake May, you're in your second season. You got a lot of run left.
Yeah.
You'll win it down the road. Stafford, it's yours. That's just how I think the voters as being humans and not computers would look at that.
No, I think it's a great point. I do think the Matt Stafford MVP win, if it happens, when it happens, is going to be as much a career achievement award as it is, okay, you're also the quarterback of arguably the best team in the NFL this year, or best team in the NFC. I can't disagree with that notion. It's why Stafford is such a heavy favorite right now. I just, as I was trying to look for other avenues to different people, May jumped out to me. But, you know, the other part of this, too, as we talk about voters being human, is they may look at the Patriots and say, oh, that's awesome. The Patriots and the turnaround this year. Yeah. And they'll go, Vrabel, coach of the year. Okay, like you said, Drake, you'll be back. Don't worry about it.
Yep. But also, if the Rams do stumble at all down the stretch, like if Stafford isn't throwing, like do you think he has to keep this pace in order to remain the top? He's throwing 3 touchdowns a game. What happens if he throws 1 touchdown and the Rams still win? Does that matter?
No, I don't think that affects him as much as it may have if he hadn't stacked up all of these performances through the first 12 weeks of the year. Coming up next, we have got a number of different things going on. We touched on it earlier, but we'll dive back into the opportunity for different NFL teams to fall out of the playoff race, plus a couple NBA games tonight. The in-season tournament continues that we may touch on as well here next on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.